You are Locked On Giants, your daily podcast on the New York Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants. I'm Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, joined as always by Pat Traina of Inside Football, Forbes, The Athletic, a contributor at Big Blue View, and a few other places. Patty, how are you on this fine, very hot Monday?
I'm sitting in an air-conditioned office with my shoes off, and I am knocking out some new content for the week, so I'm loving it. I like when I can have an opportunity to just kind of vegetate at home, but, you know, still be productive, so.
There you go, and for me, it's back to the grind after taking a weekend off of enjoying my Father's Day and enjoying a surprise visit from my son and my 2.5-year-old granddaughter. So my wife pulled a fast one on me, and I had no idea that was coming. So it was a fun weekend for me.
Good for you. I saw the picture. She's adorable. She's growing so big.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. 2.5 years old and smart as can be. And we had a good weekend. But anyway, folks are not here to listen to me go on and on and on about my granddaughter, which I probably could do. Folks are here to listen to us talk about the New York Giants. And so let's do that, Patty. I think today, coming off of the weekend, the big story of the weekend was really Odell Beckham's youth football camp and some of the news that came out of that, with him, saying very briefly that he had no plans to hold out, that he would report to Giants training camp. So obviously that was the big story. We'll also talk a little bit about just Beckham's interaction and what those of you who were able to see the camp, actually saw, from Beckham, just in terms of the way he interacted with the kids and all of that. But just let's start with the news. Your initial, reaction to Odell's, no holdout quote from Saturday.
I'm not surprised, Ed. I understand that there's a great interest in what he's doing and what he's not doing. I understand that, they need him there and that this could potentially be a story. But here's how I see it. The Giants do not play anything that counts until September 9th. They have 6 weeks of downtime, okay, during which, team officials are going to take vacations. Dave Gettleman, as we know, he's fighting cancer, so I'm sure he's getting treatments, which if anybody who has ever had cancer knows that they take a lot out of you. There's not really a sense of urgency at this particular moment to get anything done. And I think, I'd like to think that Odell, in having shown good faith, having shown up, that is a sign of a good relationship he has, not just with Pat Shurmur, the head coach, but with Dave Gettleman. And, if I'm Odell, I would say to myself, you know what? Yes, I want to get paid. I want my money. But I understand what Gettleman's going through. Let him get his bearings, get used to the treatments, do what he's got to do to kick this thing, and then we can talk about money. Show some compassion. And I don't know if that's his thought process, but I'd like to think that is, because I do think that Odell is a good human being, contrary to what some people might think out there. He is not. And I hate this term, I really do, but he's not the quote-unquote cancer that some people think he is. And, I hate that term, having gone through it. So I just think that it's a little too early to sit here and make a big story out of this, because Odell has done everything he can or he should be doing in order to show good faith. And, we don't know what the Giants have done, but really, is it a surprise that they haven't really started contract negotiations if Dave Gettleman has been ill and has to deal with chemo treatments? I don't think it is. Do you?
No, I don't necessarily think it is either, Patty. You know, I think that you talked about the relationship that seems to be forming, you know, between Odell Beckham, you know, and Pat Shurmur. There seems to be, you know, from all reports, from all indications, and you know, from everything we see and we hear, those two seem to have, you know, have some respect, you know, for each other and have an open line of communication, which is a good thing. Obviously, there seems to be, you know, a good relationship at this point between Beckham and Gettleman. We know, you know, from things that that he said for years. Now we know that John Mara wants Odell Beckham, you know, to be a Giant, and that you know, he's going to do everything possible, you know, to make that happen. As you said, you know, it's a big story, you know, because he's Odell, and you know, but I don't know about you, Patty, but I kind of hate all of the stories, and I try to avoid doing it myself. I kind of hate all of the, well, there's no controversy today, but there might be one tomorrow, because sooner or later he's going to show that he's unhappy and he's going to do something about it. And I guess, you know, it annoys me, you know, because it's sort of just keeping it in the news and just, you know, making a headline for the sake of a headline.
Yeah, and just to go back, you know, because I'm sure people are probably saying, well, why didn't the Giants do something earlier before Gettleman got sick? You got to remember something. Odell is coming off a significant season-ending injury, and you just don't make the investment in a player, I don't care who it is, until you see, you know, you get a little closer to, you know, when you have to play, and you see where he is at physically. Now, with that said, obviously they seem optimistic, as proven by the point that they let him on the field, and Pat Shurmur said that he was cleared to train. But if you notice, they did not let him do team drills against live defenses, which means that he was probably cleared to do some work, but they're pacing him and bringing him back slowly. And it was the same thing, really, with Landon Collins, who has, you know, who's recovering from that broken arm surgery that he had. So I just don't, you know, it's just probably me, but I just don't understand why this is such a, oh my God, we got to wring our hands, you know, or oh my God, a showdown is coming. I mean, it's June. Let Odell take the next 6 weeks to continue working on that ankle, getting it better. You know, I think there were some pictures posted of the ankle up close that a couple of the writers took that showed that it looked still kind of a little swollen. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it still looked a little, you know, it didn't quite look like it should based on, you know, what I know an ankle should look like. So let him work on that. Let him continue his conditioning, his training. You know, let Gettleman, you know, fight his battle and get well, because chemo does take a lot out of a person. I know I've been through it. I know what I talk about. And just kind of see where you're at. And, you know, it's like I've said, going back to an article I wrote on Forbes about a proposed contract for Odell, you see where he's at throughout the summer, okay? Maybe you hold them out of preseason games. I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with that, because you know what he can do in a game. So you see where he's at as he practices in a controlled environment. Then you start really heating up the contract negotiations. And I think, you know, I don't know how close the dollars that I proposed in my article are going to be, but I think it would certainly put him and make him the highest paid player, or the highest paid player is his position. And for those who have argued with me on Twitter about, well, what happens if the Falcons make Julio Jones the highest paid? Number one, I don't think they're going to, because if I'm not mistaken, Julio Jones has 3 years left on his deal, and I don't think very many teams renegotiate contracts with 3 years left, because it's just, it's ridiculous, it's silly, and with the cap going up, it makes no sense. So, and number two, and most importantly, if I'm the Giants, I don't worry about what other teams are doing with their players. I'm worried about my roster and my guys and making sure that, you know, I take care of these guys appropriately. So I'm sorry, I don't buy that argument, oh, the Giants better do it before Julio Jones becomes the highest paid receiver.
Oh, I think you're on target there, Patty. You know, as you were talking about the Julio Jones stuff, I was reminded of years ago, I used to do a column, a technology column for a local newspaper, you know, for a while on, you know, various computer issues. And one of the questions that would always come up is, you know, should I buy this computer now or should I wait, you know, 6 months and buy the next thing that comes along? And, you know, you do the best you can with the money that you have available, with the information that you have available at the current time. You know, and if you need to get the contract done, you know, at whatever time, you get it done when you can with the information you have, with, you know, with the budget that you have available. You can't worry about what the Falcons do. You can't worry about what anybody else does. You do the best you can, you know, with the player, you know, and with the information that's in front of you. And I'm sure that that's what the Giants will do. You know, from my perspective, it has never made sense for the Giants to sign Odell Beckham, you know, right now or even before training camp or maybe before the season starts. You know, there was a point in time when I think you and I both were of the opinion that the Giants should wait until 2019, you know, to get this done. Make Odell play the 2018 season on his fifth-year option. I don't think I'm there anymore, but I want to see Odell, you know, at least through training camp. I want to see him work against some defensive backs. You know, he looks great right now from what you and I saw in OTAs, just a little bit running around, catching some passes, even, you know, messing around with the kids, you know, at his youth camp. He certainly doesn't look hesitant in any way, shape, or form. But you want to see him line up and deal with defense and look like Odell Beckham, you know, before you pay him like Odell Beckham.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, I agree with you. I used to think, you know, very early on in the process, you know, let him play out this year. But having, you know, finagled the numbers a little bit and work with it, obviously I found a way in which they can make it work if they want to, while keeping his number the same for this year. And you know, again, a misconception. I think I saw somebody put an article out over the weekend. I can't remember who it was, but they said the article basically said that something about raising Odell's number or lowering Odell's number. He has to get at least $8.4 million or whatever the fifth-year option rate is. I think it's $8.4 million. That number cannot be lowered. He has to count for $8.4 million against this year's cap. So the way they do that is they can leave the number as is. They can then they can lower his base salary and then take you know, the prorated signing bonus that he would get for an extension and make up the difference. But you just can't go in and say, oh, we're going to cut that $8.4 million down to, you know, half of that.
You know, Patty, I leave the cap stuff to you, and I appreciate your knowledge and your work on that. But, you know, I became a writer because I'm bad at math. leave the cap stuff to you.
You know what the funny thing is I don't consider myself the greatest at math either, but when you have, you know, when it comes to the cap, as long as you know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, that's all you really need to know. And I can do that. I mean, that's easy enough. I mean, I use Microsoft Excel for that stuff, but don't ask me to do algebra and pre-calculus and calculus and trigonometry and all that stuff. That stuff I want no part of.
Me neither. You know, and I think about that, and it's like, it's a wonder I got through college, Patty. You know, I think that it really wouldn't surprise me, you know, if we put a time frame on it. It wouldn't surprise me to see something happen late in training camp or early in the season. And that's just a gut feeling. That's with no inside information. You know, but But I think that at that point, I think the Giants would have enough information about, you know, just how healthy Odell is and whether, you know, whether there's been any, you know, any loss of explosion or anything, you know, relating to the injury. So, I mean, that's the time frame that I'm looking at. You know, I don't see any big holdout from Odell. You know, things can change despite what he said the other day, but I don't see anything dramatic, you know, coming from his side. You know, obviously we'll see what happens, but that's my gut feeling, is we're looking at late in training camp or early in the season.
Yeah, and that's what I've been saying, right, for months now. That's the time frame I'm looking at, and the only way I don't see that happening is, actually, there's two things that I could see. Number one, if Odell's side gets a little, you know, gets unrealistic with its requests for a new contract, or B, if there's something that shows up and they say to themselves, okay, Odell is not the same guy he was prior to the injury, so maybe we don't go as high. That's where I can see a potential standoff happening. But right now, it's important to stress that everybody is optimistic. I know the Giants have, you know, when they've spoken about Odell, head coach Pat Shurmur has spoken about Odell. He's had good things to say. I mean, we've seen him. We've seen him run around and hop around on that ankle. But like you said before, he hasn't worked against live defenses, and that's got to be the next step. You just can't pluck down, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars on a guy and, you know, with 65 to 75 to 70 million guaranteed, and then all of a sudden, oh, guess what? He doesn't have that burst that made him so unique. So I just think people, you know, I know it's something to talk about. I know it's something that has some people on edge, but really, I would be stunned if something gets done in the next 6 weeks. I just don't see it happening for the reasons we've talked about, and I do think it will happen. But, you know, like you said, towards the end of summer, but we just have to sit and be patient, and hopefully this story does not become a distraction. And I don't think it will, so long as Odell shows up like he said he would, and so long as he goes through the practices, which, again, are going to be controlled practices. Even though contact's going to be allowed, they will be controlled practices, to where, you know, Pat Shurmur, I'm sure, is going to tell his players, I don't want you putting guys on the ground. I don't want, you know, let's have contact, but let's not go crazy with this. And I think that will be enough for them to tell whether or not this guy is back to his pre-injury form.
Yeah, Patty, let's spend a couple of minutes talking about Beckham in a different light. You know, let's get away from the contract a little bit. I know that you were fortunate enough to be able to go to the youth camp on Saturday. I know it's only a few minutes from your home. I know a lot of media was there as well. But, you know, this was, you know, from the videos and the Instagram posts and everything, you know, that I've seen, I mean, this was a different side of Odell Beckham that we saw on Saturday, you know, a side of Beckham that I guess we know about, but we don't talk about enough. Just, you know, tell us a little bit about what you saw, you know, from Beckham and, you know, his reaction and the kids' reaction to him on Saturday.
You know, you're right, Ed. This is a side of Odell that doesn't get enough kudos and really should. You know, I mean, for all the, you know, for all the things that Odell does that leave you shaking your head and saying, oh, my God, what a knucklehead, he does a lot more good things that I think get swept under the radar because, you know, he's got this image now, if you will. And, you know, it's interesting because they brought Odell out in a golf cart, and he got out, and it's funny because I remember saying to somebody, they had an MC there. One of the coaches was the MC, and he was just so peppy. I remember commenting to somebody, I said, this guy's a little too peppy for this early in the morning, because it was like around 9 o'clock or so. So Odell got out of the cart, and he even said something. He goes, you know, you could tell Odell was a little, like, sluggish at first. He's like, I don't know if I have this kind of energy, but, you know, I'm looking forward to spending the day with you guys and girls. And, yes, there were some girls at the camp. Kudos to them. But as the camp went on and as Odell went from group to group, and I'm telling you, watching him, I think he interacted with every single child. The kids were broken up according to age groups, and they went through, you know, these series of drills and everything, and Odell personally interacted with every single child. And there were over 500 kids at this camp. Okay, so you can imagine what a tall task that was. You know, and he signed a bunch of merchandise. I guess were given out as prizes to the kids. I know they took a team photo. Each group took a team photo, and Odell autographed every single photo and gave one to each kid. So just little things like that. And they also had a contest where I think one camper was chosen to go to lunch with Odell in the area. So just a tremendous, you know, effort. And a guy just, you could see as he was working with the kids, he was kind of becoming a kid in his own way. He was having fun. And you say to yourself, my God, this guy really loves the game. He loves football so much. To me, it's almost hard to imagine he would hold out because of his love for the game. You know, this is a guy, like I said, he came in, he was a little sluggish, maybe he was up late the night before for whatever reason, and then suddenly, a switch went on, and he was a ball of energy. And he just, it was really fun to see, you know, because Odell has said before that he loves the game. He's passionate about the game. It's his oasis away from the world. And you can see it in everything he does when it comes to the game. And that's why I sometimes have trouble imagining that he would actually hold out. I know it's a business decision, but I got to think any kind of holdout would probably rip him to shreds inside.
You know, Patty, I will say that I really enjoyed, you know, the various things on social media that I saw, you know, from the camp. And the thing about Beckham, you know, is I think that Odell has done some silly things, some questionable things, you know, just in terms of, you know, sideline distractions and the celebration in Philly last year. You know, but at heart, you can tell that, you know, you see things like the event on Saturday, and you can see, you know, what John Mara has been talking about for years, and shoot, what Tom Coughlin used to talk about years ago, that at heart, this is a very good young man, you know, a guy that wants to do things the right way, and that sometimes, you know, simply lets his emotions, you know, run away from him, and his emotions wind up becoming the story, you know, when unfortunately it should be his talent that should be the story, and it should be his willingness to spend time and his impact, you know, that he can have with kids like he did on Saturday, you know, that really should be the story.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing with Odell and his outbursts, you know, I'll admit I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan of those particular outbursts. I think that, you know, you can be emotional without being like a hot dog, if you will. But I understand where they come from. And it's really hard because you don't want to begrudge him. But when he starts doing stuff that costs his team penalty yards, that's kind of where I have the problem with it. Like, you know, when he did the whole episode with the kicking net, I chuckled. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. But when you take off your helmet or you swing your helmet at somebody and you cost your team 15 yards of penalties, that's where I personally have the problem. That's where I say to myself, okay, dude, you got to get it under control because this is just not good.
Absolutely, Patty. Absolutely. And I guess I think that we've pretty much hit, you know, most of the Odell-related topics that we needed to hit this morning. Was there anything else that you can think of, you know, in regards to Odell, in regards to, you know, potential training camp drama with him? Anything else that we really haven't covered today?
Not really. I mean, I think we touched upon everything like you said. And again, just to reiterate, I would be absolutely shocked if this develops into a major showdown. I just don't see this happening for the reasons that I mentioned. Now, that's not to say that I have, you know, disclaimer, I don't have any inside information on this because, you know, I only got what I got. But it just doesn't make sense on so many levels. Now, will things change? They could. Will they stay the same? They could. We'll just have to wait and see and just kind of follow this and see what comes out of it.
Absolutely, Patty. I think that in the end, I think all sides want, you know, want this to happen. All sides want, in the end, for Odell Beckham to remain with the Giants for a long time. I know there was the reports, you know, a while back around the draft that the Giants would be willing to listen to trade offers, you know, regarding Odell. But that's the nature of the business. That's what you do when you try to build a team, especially one that went 3-13 a year ago. You put all of your options on the table and you see what can happen. But I think the expectation at this point has to be that Beckham's going to be a Giant for a long time. We'll have to see what happens when both sides put some numbers on the table, see how long this takes, but I think a deal's going to get done. And with that said, Patty, I think we'll call it a show for today. Throughout the summer, Giants fans, we will probably be cutting back to three shows a week. We're going to reach out to writers and bloggers from some of the other teams around the league, you know, opponents of the Giants in 2018, excuse me. So we'll have some shows, hopefully, you know, about the Giants' schedule and any other Giants-related topics that happen over the next few weeks. So with that said, we will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.